We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your spiritual kickoff episode. I'm excited to be here. Let's get the week started right, okay? So now we're in the book of John this week, so open up to the Gospel of John. Unless you're driving down the road, don't open up anything. I don't want you to wreck, okay? So Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 22 is what we're looking at. Just one verse. It says, after this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. So we're going to look at this. We're going to see how we can simplify and apply this one little verse to our life. All right, you ready? Let's jump in and hold on. So now, first thing we need to know, where is the book of John? So this is New Testament, and again, I know this is fundamental stuff for a lot of you guys, but it's not for everybody, so chill out, okay? This is New Testament. It's the last, quote-unquote, gospel, okay? So if you get to Acts, you went too far. Back up a little bit. So this is the gospel according to John. Of course, John wrote John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and then he wrote Revelation. Not Revelations, he wrote Revelation. It was only one Revelation, okay? Now this verse right here, 3:22, comes on the heels of the powerful meeting that Jesus had with Nicodemus. You guys remember all that? Of course, you got John 3:16, for God so loved the world. All that was in there, right? Where he shared the ultimate truth with them. And that ultimate truth would change the world as we know it. Now, in this verse, we need to lock in on an area that is so often missed on many people's Christian journeys. Discipleship. Discipleship. We know by studying scripture that discipleship was a huge part of Jesus' ministry. But we treat this the same way as we do honoring the Sabbath. We just ignore it and we justify it because, you know, the same lies that we tell ourselves. We're not going to worry about this because this is for something else. This is just for top level Christians. And it's, to me, it's like the lies we believe sometimes just make no sense. No sense. That we'll tell ourselves these things because we're trying to rationalize something. And remember, if you're trying to rationalize anything, you're just trying to make rational lies. But this heat hits me hard because when I gave my life to Christ at 16, I had no one to come alongside me to disciple me. And I really struggled. I drifted in many areas. And when you're left to figure out things on your own, hey, usually we make terrible decisions. And that, for me, that just manifested itself in doing many years of doing things my way. I got this. You know, I'm gonna do it my way. And by doing that, I missed the grace train of Jesus for far too long. Far too long. And we overcomplicate stuff, guys. I know I do. We definitely overcomplicate. When it comes to items like faith and religion, we can very easily overcomplicate it. And this one verse has 7 words. 7 words. They clear it all up for me. They clear up the concept of discipleship, of everything. And I'm praying that these 7 words help you. Where he spent some time with them. That's it. Where he spent some time with them. What simple words, but a profound impact. Think about it for a minute. The disciples, these guys, had left all they knew to follow Jesus. And had he only talked to them when he was, quote unquote, teaching and preaching, that would have provided a little bit of growth. Let's just be real. Because, I mean, Jesus, when he's teaching and preaching, that was phenomenal. But what Jesus shows us right here is discipleship is more about the relationship than anything else. The time he spent with the disciples was crucial crucial for their growth, particularly their development as leaders. Now remember, he was the Messiah. His mission, Jesus' mission, was the most critical mission ever to be attempted. Yet he chose to lean into and focus on the relationships with these guys on an intentional basis. And I don't know about you, but that blows my mind. Because discipleship, think about this for a second, starts with sacrifice. And that sacrifice is for the man in the mirror. It's got to start with you. It can't always be about you. It can't be. If you want to honor and glorify God, it can't be about you. That means you have to care and actually serve others. It has to be above any personal agenda that you have out there. Anything. Practically, maybe it looks like being consistent in someone's life. Consistent in someone's life. How about accountability? You couple consistency with accountability, that's powerful. When you have accountability done right, that's a superpower. I'm telling you, fellas, that is a superpower for discipleship, that when you have accountability done the correct way, it accelerates things. I'm going to tell you right now, do not expect your church to do this for you. Do not expect your church to do it. They're not going to get it right. Some of them may get it right, but most of them struggle in this area. This is something that you need to lean into. They may have outlets, they may have groups to get it started, but discipleship is an individual journey that you each have to take. And it takes effort. It means showing up when things aren't always the best time to show up. It also means being transparent, being real, being authentic. Leave fake you at home. Fake you is doing just fine. When you show up for discipleship and you're leaning in that, you got to be real. This is not about silly vanity metrics or anything like that, followers or friends or social media. None of that junk matters. This is all about authentic relationships. Authentic. How many authentic relationships do you have? Those authentic relationships are a result of the time you spend together. You can't take that out. So you have to start taking discipleship seriously. And instead of waiting on someone to kickstart the process, instead, why don't you take the lead? Why don't you take the lead and begin your own discipleship journey? Set your own goals. It may start very simple as you and one other man meeting each week, sharing prayer requests, praying, reading the Bible, and talking about life. From there, just keep leaning in and see how God moves. You know what? He's going to do incredible things that you're never even thinking of right now, because he's waiting for you to take that one step of obedience, just that one step forward. If you just take that one step forward, you're going to be amazed at what God does. Just amazed. Because discipleship is not something that you can ignore, because you need to choose your heart, fellas. You have to choose your heart. So it looks like this. You can either struggle through the ways of the world alone, and hope you guess right. And sometimes, let's just be honest, sometimes you will. You're going to guess right. You're going to choose the right path. Things are going to work out. All this stuff happens, right? So that's choice one. Or you can begin your discipleship journey right now. And you can sit back and see and watch how God teaches and equips you for the battle that you're going to face each and every day. And you are in a battle. And we have to remember, the battle that we're in, it's not against the flesh and blood. No, it's from the evil and the principalities of this world. But we have armor. And just think about that armor for a second. You have the breastplate of righteousness. You have the belt of truth, right? You have the shield of faith. You have the helmet of salvation. You have the sword of spirit. But you also had the feet trodden with the gospel of peace. And was thinking about that. The guest this week is going to really challenge you around that. Are you walking around shoeless? You don't have your shoes on. He brings this up, so he'll get all the credit on this. You got to come back on Wednesday and check it out. Or are you walking around shoeless? Because when you choose to surrender your life to the Lordship of Christ, that means you want to do all you can to spend time with him each and every day. Spending time in his word. Praying, obviously. Memorizing verses. And this is not just a one and done thing. No, this is over and over and over. You develop this craving, this desire, this earning to be with him, to abide. I've been studying that word lately. That abide means intimacy. You crave that time with him, because you know when you're in the Word and you're studying, the Holy Spirit is guiding and directing you and revealing things to you in Scripture you've never read before. It's amazing. And you can read the Bible over and over and over, and guess what? It always changes. It always reveals something new. And then, oh, look at that. I never picked that up out of that verse before. Wow, this has been here. I literally underlined everything around this, but now this verse jumps out. And that's the way God's Word works. But you're never going to get those aha moments if you're not taking intentional time each and every day to spend in His Word. Or just throw podcasts on it that make much of Him, and listen to sermons and listen to people explaining God's Word. Whatever you have to do to grow closer to Him. But that discipleship starts with you and someone else, knee to knee, eyeball to eyeball, being real, being authentic, being transparent. And that takes some commitment. You have to figure out what that looks like so far as the timing and stuff like that. What does that look like? Is this a weekly thing? Is it biweekly? Is it monthly? I'll just encourage you here. Whatever you think it needs to be, go more. Just go more. You're never going to make a mistake spending more time in God's Word and the fellowship of Christian believers. You're just not. You never will make a mistake there. So lean into the more. Lean into it. Take discipleship seriously. You cannot outsource this. Nope, this is not a tithe that you can give to. Nope, you have to go in and take discipleship, and you have to own it. This is an area I'm going to get better. I'm going to focus on. And here's what I'm going to do to grow closer to Christ. I'm going to make sure that my calendar is reflective of what's important to me as a Christian man. And that means, you know what? I need to be growing as a disciple of Him. And I need to be growing other disciples as well. Okay? I'm telling you, fellas, when you start thinking about it this way, it's going to change everything. Because I want you to think about this. What does disciple mean to you? Have you ever thought about that before? Or is that just something that you put off for the holy holies, those guys who they're going to seminary, whatever it may be? I'm just here to tell you, if you think you need to go to seminary to be a disciple, you're completely, completely wrong. No. Does God call you to seminary? Should you go? Yep. Do you have to go to seminary to be a disciple? Absolutely not. You just need to follow Christ each and every day and make a commitment to growing closer and closer to Him. Spend time in His Word, pray, listen, do all the things we talk about here in the line within us. That's how you grow as a disciple. Don't let anyone fool you. You are equipped. You are. God's equipped you right now. All it takes to help another person is just to be one step ahead. You don't have to be a deep theologian to help some person come and know and grow in their walk in Christ. No. But as you grow in your knowledge and your willingness, man, He's going to do incredible things. And that's what I want for you. So now, if you've never surrendered your life to Christ, you listen to The Line with Dennis. Hey, you're here for some reason. Maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe it just popped up in your feed. And you're like, hey, I'll check this podcast out. And you're liking what you're hearing so far. I'm just here to tell you, if you've never surrendered your life to the Lordship of Christ, I want you to really think long and hard about, do you really even know what it is? Do you know what being a Christian is? I mean, I hear people talk about being a Christian all the time, and aren't they just a bunch of hypocrites who walk around and do all? Yes, by the way, yes, we are a bunch of hypocrites. But here's the deal. We recognize one thing, that we are made in the image of God. And if you're hearing my words right now, I need you to know this. You are made in the image of God. You may think you're broken. You may think that you have all these things wrong with you. You may think that there's no good in you whatsoever. I'm here to tell you, God does not make any mistakes. He doesn't make any flaws. And everything about you, He knit together in your mother's womb because He wants you to be just like you are. And you're perfect in His eyes. And He loves you because God doesn't make any mistakes. And recognize you're made in the image of God. But also we need to recognize there's this one problem. Sin. Sin into the world. And sin separates us from Him. And compared to people who are in prison or Hitler or some of these other people that you want to compare yourself to, yeah, you're probably a pretty good dude or girl. You probably are. But compared to a holy and righteous God, unfortunately, we all fall short, including me. All of us. We all fall short. No one could satisfy that. The only one was Christ. So we all fall short of the glory of God. Then we need to recognize that Jesus, since when there is this gap of sin, we are made in his image, but this has been fractured. Now we have this gap, this gap of sin in our life that we can't get to him. How you going to get there? Can't work your way in. There's no such thing as works-based righteousness. Any answer that you have on why you should get to heaven that starts with I, you're wrong. Immediately, you're wrong. This is not a first-person problem. We need a third-person solution, and that third person is Jesus. That's it. We don't need a coach. We don't need somebody to pat us on the back. We need a savior to pull us out of this the highway to hell that we're on. And he did. He came from heaven on a rescue mission for you, for me, for the entire world. He lived. He taught. He did all the things. He did the parables, the teachings, the miracles, the phenomenal stuff. You want to know a whole lot about Jesus? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just read it over and over and over and over. Just let the gospel just soak into you. Then he went to the cross, and he paid the ultimate penalty for your sin and for my sin on that cross. And he died. And he paid the penalty, the propitiation. It was paid in full. He did everything. The payment it satisfies. He did it. Because we can't. And then 3 days after dying, he rose. And that is who we serve. We don't serve some dead guy in a tomb somewhere. No, we serve and we worship a living Savior. And you have to believe this with all your heart. Once you believe this with all your heart, I'm telling you, this is just the next step is where most people trip up. You got to confess him as Lord. And I mean Lord over your entire life, not just Lord over Sunday. I'm talking about Lord of your entire life, everything that you have going on, everything. He's got to be Lord. And once you do that, the Holy Spirit's going to come and dwell. You'll have a new heart. He's going to guide and direct you. He's going to give you wisdom and discernment. It's just going to be amazing. Is it going to be easy? Nope. But it will be better. It will be better. And that's why you need disciples, we've been talking about today, to come alongside you, to guide you, to direct you, to teach you the new things about Scripture, to show you these things, to help encourage you, to answer your questions, to help you grow. Let it start by making that decision to surrender your life to the Lordship of Christ. So if you're listening to my voice right now and you haven't, and you feel like right now's the time. I can't believe I'm going to surrender my life to the Lordship of Christ, listen to a podcast. There's no way. God does some amazing things. That's all I can tell you. He can do some amazing things. So if you're right now, you're on that point, you're listening, and you're ready to surrender, let's pray. So, Father, I just pray for that listener right there, right now, who's ready to make that decision to follow you. I just pray you be with them, give them wisdom, give them encouragement, and give them encouragement to take that step to just surrender to you, just knowing, Lord, that they don't have to have all the answers because you do. And it starts by this one step of obedience. And I pray a hedge protection around them after they take this step of obedience to put some people in their life to help build them up, just go help disciple them, go help make much of you and draw them closer to you during this process, God. So I'm just so thankful for this opportunity, so thankful for your word, so thankful for the gospel, which none of us deserve, but we are so eternally grateful for it, for the grace that you pour out to us each and every day. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so if you just surrender your life to the Lordship of Christ, I want you to send me an email, chris@thelionwithin.us, because I'm going to hook you up with a bunch of free stuff, some free things around Bible study resources. And guys, because you need some stuff. You got to have some stuff to get ready to get equipped for this battle that you're going to walk into. So again, chris@thelionwithin.us. I'm going to get you hooked right up. Also want to pray with you, just be intentional about that. So I'd love to hear from you, okay? So now, fellas, discipleship's a big deal. We're going to make a whole lot about this week. The conversation on Wednesday is going to go. I mean, this guy's going to go hard. He's going to bring it. You guys need to be ready. If discipleship is an area that you're weak in, that's a gap in your journey, go to thelionwithin.us right now. Type it in your phone, thelionwithin.us, and doggone it, join the community. I don't know how much more direct that can be, but join the community. This is what we're doing. We are building disciples. We are intentional about discipleship. I'm being discipled. All of us, we're discipling each other. We're helping each other grow. We're helping each other be better husbands, being better fathers, being better businessmen, making better stewardship decisions, taking care of our bodies better. All the stuff we talk about in the Lion is about discipleship. So thelionwithin.us, start your journey today. Go check it out. Yeah, we have all our YouVersion devotionals. We have lots of other resources as well. All that stuff, those starts, at thelionwithin.us. If you could give us a rating and review, that would be amazing. That really helps for the podcast grow. And the biggest thing, guys, the biggest thing, seriously, share it with others. Share the Lion Within Us with others. That's how we grow. It's by faithful listeners like you taking intentional steps. Hey, listen to this old boy. Maybe it makes sense to you. Just the way I break stuff down or the way the Holy Spirit reveals stuff to me, it reveals stuff to you. I don't know how it works. I just know being obedient with what Christ called me to do. We're going to put it out each and every week, and hopefully it serves you. It serves you well. So thank you guys so much for listening. Absolutely, the spiritual kickoffs, I'm not even going to lie, they're the most nervous I get, but I pray that I can do a good job of continuing just to love on you guys, to share the good news of the gospel with others, and to help you see that you can be the leader God intends you to be. So get after it. Have a great day, fellas. Thank you so much for listening. Again, share it with others. Send us a note if you have any questions. We'd love to connect with the inside community. And remember, keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's Word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.